Over here, Jordan.
Hey, this is George. I'm calling from Local Splash. Is this Chauncey?
Yes, it is.
Hey, we're giving you a call, returning your missed call.
Yeah, so the ads that's been running through Facebook, the first one was good. Just like a secondary one, it's just really bad. It's like showing the framing isn't right. So it's as if somebody posted it, but it was whatever they chose to use cut the images off. So it just looks like amateur, and it doesn't look professional the way the first ad is. So I just need them to go in there and fix that. And then you'll be able to see it when you pull it up, because it's showing that way on the screen. Like, I could see it, like, going through somebody else's phone with what the ad presents as. And then I'm having issues pulling up, and it might be a company-wide issue. I really rely on the voicemails that are recorded. People are calling, and I use them a lot because I don't always have a pen, and I can't access them, and it's been that way for a while now. I'm thinking, like, it just has to be a glitch with the system, because I logged through the desktop, I went through my phone, I went to the app, and I still can't access the audio. So I don't know if you've heard this being an issue, or, you know, or if this is, like, newly brought up to you, but it might be, like, a global issue with the site.
That's the first time I get that, but we'll jump into that once we get started with, let's get started with Facebook, then we'll go one by one to tackle everything.
Absolutely.
Going back to Facebook, you said the ads are looking, right? So I'm looking at your ads. Is this for all versions of the ad, or is there one specific ad?
So, like, the first ad where it shows, like, the black door, I think that was the first, very first one. That's beautiful.
Right.
And then the other ones, it's, like, cut off. It looks distorted. Like, even the before and after, like, you can't even see where it says the word before and after. It's, like, chopped, and it's cut up, and it looks bad. And then I gave them, like, some new photos, and I showed them, I think they put something on the Facebook page, but I would love them to use those photos for the ads. They're more polished. The other one,
did you send that via email or through that?
I sent it through the email. They acknowledged that they got them because I saw that they did use them on some Facebook posts recently. So, yeah.
So you also want those pictures that you sent in using the ad, you say, right?
Yeah, they could do that because the ones that they were using before are older. They're really old. If they could get them to look right in terms of, like, part of the screen isn't missing, I wouldn't mind it, but I really would encourage them to use, like, the newer photos. I know I sent them two different emails because I could limit, you know, how much I can get over. And one thing I noticed is they just put them together and didn't realize, I don't know if they took the time to look. It's obvious that these pictures go together, these pictures go together. And they have, like, modern mixed with, like, a wood door. And I don't know why they chose to do that. I just don't feel like they're taking the time to be, like look at the material you're getting and, like, put it together. Like, I can do the ad myself. Like, if they want me to compose it and then send it over and then you guys run it, like, whatever has to be done, I just want it done properly. I was so excited, you know, the first ad, it was just perfect. And then when I saw the other ones, I was like, this looks crappy. It looked bad.
And now those new pictures, are those also before and after, or just simply you want us to use that picture just the way it is?
Yeah, so I could take a look to see what I sent over to see if they were before and after. I don't even think they were before and after. They might just be.
If it's not before and after, that's fine. We can still use them the way they are. I'll report this over to our Facebook team so they can look into that email that you sent, those two emails that you sent, and use those new pictures for your Facebook ads.
Yeah, that'd be great. And just for them, just the purpose of, like, the scaling of the look, because, like, I mean, can you see that it's obvious that part of the photo is cut off in the photo? Because I can see it. I was looking at other people's phones so they can see it. And can you see that? Because even on the app, it shows that it's not, like, focused. It's a piece of the screen. Do you have access to that?
I'm looking at it, but I'm honestly, Ashanti, I'm not quite sure what you're referring to with, like, focus. Like, is it not clear? Is it blurry is what you mean?
No. Just, like, if I, like, right now, if I go to the app, you see it'll say, like, a before and after. Half of the word after is missing off of the screen.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, yeah.
You understand what I mean? So it's just like, exactly. They're not even getting the whole picture. So that's the reason why. Like, if they chose to use those images, because obviously I was okay with posting them, but it's just like, we need the whole image in there. And that's the reason why it was looking, you know, it didn't look right.
Gotcha, I understand. I can definitely see that.
Okay. I was like, want to make sure like I'm making sense to you, but now that you understand what I mean by that, not like the yeah.
Okay, yeah, I got you. All right, excellent. So I'll definitely make sure to add that detail to our Facebook team so they can pay attention to detail and make sure that doesn't happen. So now we got Facebook taken care of. You mentioned voicemail. So when you go to the app or your computer, you go into the leak section, you play the voice or the call, and you don't hear anything at all.
No, you can't, and, like, you can tell because it automatically tells you, like, how long your call is because, you know, I've been using this for years now, so I know it pretty well.
Yeah.
And so, like, usually you'll see the length of time. Immediately I know it's an error when I can't even see the length of time. So I was like, oh, man, I can't play this. So I went to go play, but it's not playing anything. So then I was like, let me go into the app. So I was like, oh, I see the time. Perfect. I went to play it. It's not playing anything. So nothing's coming from it, so I can't, like, listen to those calls.
And when you try to play the call, you, just like you said, it gives you, like, the length of the call or the voicemail. Does it give you, like, all zeros?
Yes.
It does. Okay.
Yep.
Let me look into that in 1 second. How long have you noticed this going on for?
So I would say it's been periodically, so at least for about like a week or two. But the fact that it fixed itself, I'm like, I go back in, I'm like, oh, okay, I can play it. But like I've been trying all morning, and I haven't been able to play it, and it's calls that I really need to listen to. So, yeah.
Okay, got it. So about a week now.
Yeah, for sure.
Understood. All right, so I'm going to report this situation over to our technicians, our app ITs, so they can take a look into that and see what's going on. And Ashanti, as soon as we have an update, as soon as we have that corrected, I'll be giving you another call just so you can try it again and see if it works.
All right, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling and then kind of following up so quickly. I appreciate that.
Oh, definitely. We'll talk a little bit later also to, of course, look for the solution to that voicemail and listening to calls issue.
All right, thank you.
For sure. You have a good one.
Bye.